A lot. I mean, even him, Keanu, just those second-year players, Joey, you see the jump because you're so much more comfortable out there. You're not trying to, you're not just out there saying, I have the curl flat this drop. It's like, okay, I know what I have. Now I can hear. I can use all of my senses and diagnose what I think is potentially happening on this play. And that's why I think you see that jump from those guys from year one to year two. But with that being said, it's because they want to learn. And he's capable of doing it. And he's, I mean, able to apply what he learns to the game field, which is huge.
That was TJ Watt talking about Nick Herbig. And then he got asked another question about Herbie.
I'm sick of talking about Herb. Let's just stop all this right now. Jeez Louise.
I love it. The injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. And we'll get into Faltanu in that crappy situation. And Jaylen Warren got banged up. But the injury story, the injury takeaway from this game has to be one thing. And that's Alex Highsmith going down with a groin. And then Nick Herbig comes in, has two TFLs, two sacks, and he's incredible. He just is. Anytime he's been given an opportunity, he takes advantage. And Doran, you had to take.
Well, I think that it is just so, I don't think that people understand how just big and how important it is for a player's, a young player's development, excuse me, to have, excuse me, a player like TJ Watt that you can learn from. I mean, even personally, like having Andre Johnson, you know, having even Gronk and certain players, Delanie Walker that I had at the times to learn from those players, it just helps your game out so much, and especially having the best at what you do and what they do. It just helps. And you could just tell that Herbig and what TJ said in that first clip there, that they want to learn. They're actually settling in. They're not just thinking. They're going out there and playing and doing what they're good at. And that's, you know, getting after the quarterback and doing their job. And I think that, honestly, I know that you're paying Alex Highsmith a lot of money. I think Herbig should start the rest of the season. He is almost impossible to block. I felt that for a while. I felt that last year. I felt that in training camp. I felt that in preseason. And watching that game, he had two sacks yesterday. And if you watch, go back and just key on Herbig. He is, it's a nightmare for a tackle. And that helps out TJ Watt so much more, I think, than Alex Highsmith does. Alex Highsmith's a fine player. Like him, so, like his family, like everything that he does bring to the table, happy for him. I honestly think that they need to make a decision and start Herbig for the rest of the year, because I think that guy is a monster. He's impossible to block, and that helps out your defense so, so much. You talk about pinning your ears back. He does that every play. And if he's able, the question mark was, is he able to set the edge? He's proven that he can set the edge when need be. I think that they have a real question at that position. You know, you're paying a lot of money to Highsmith. I get it. But, man, does he bring a different dynamic to the table that it's almost impossible for offenses to attack.
I get the money thing. It's something you've brought up a lot over the time we've been doing the show. And it does matter. They factor that kind of stuff in. Like, they would have liked to probably play Broderick Jones earlier last year. Maybe not. But you're paying Chukwuemeka for a lot of money. They don't seem now, more than really ever, to care so much about where you were drafted or what you've been paid. Like, Broderick Jones, if not for Faltanu's injury, he'd have been riding the pine in this game. I agree with you that more Herbig, the better. And here's the thing. You talk about setting the edge and stopping the run, and they obviously value that, as they should, and Alex Highsmith is very good, probably underrated from that standpoint. But Cam Hayward, Larry Ogunjobi, TJ Watt, Patrick Queen, Alandon Roberts, their corners, I think, tackle really well. Dante Jackson has impressed me from that regard. They're going to stop the run, even if Herbig might not be as good at it as Highsmith.
Mm-hmm.
So what can he bring to the table? Well, he plays in this game, has two sacks. Highsmith, this would be his third game, has one sack. Statistics, not everything. But you're right, man. Herbig just explodes.
Oh, man.
He explodes, man. Off the whenever you're watching the game, you're like, that guy looks, he, dare I say, special?
Yes. He looks different. And I loved, I don't know if you caught this, what Mike Tomlin said at halftime to Tracy Wolfson. He was doing, you know, a little sideline interview. Did you see that? I'm paraphrasing, and she talked about the injury of Highsmith and about Herbig. Like, okay, now you have to go with somebody else at that position. He's like, Herbig is more than ready to go in there and take care of business, basically. He was like, we feel really comfortable with our situation behind Alex Highsmith. And look, like they feel really good about what Herbig could bring to the table. I mean, I would even, you know, I would even explore kicking, that sounds crazy, kicking Alex Highsmith down a little bit. You know, I mean, you know, we saw Liao. You see some guys that aren't as big that can't play that five technique type position, the defensive end actually position. Like, he is a bigger body. You can run some crazy packages. We talk about with Peyton Wilson doing different things, and you know, in the middle, in the back end, doing different things in your sub packages, the nickel and dimes. Like, I would have packages where Herbig and Highsmith are on the same side, and then you have TJ on the other side, and you have Cam, and I mean, you could really mix it up because he's a bigger body, he's stout. To make sure that he does get the reps he needs to get. I think that Herbig needs to play majority of the snaps.
Yeah, he needs to play more, certainly, than he had been playing. And I know that he rotates in, but it should be a true two-man rotation on that side. And I'm leaning towards your way of thinking here, Doran, with it slighted towards Herbig. And you don't know what the deal is going to be with Highsmith either. I don't know how long he's going to be out.
This is a reoccurring injury. Like, I feel like he has this every year.
When guys get pulled from games with soft tissue, they generally don't play the next week. He has dealt with this in the past.
Like groin injuries.
Yeah.
I think every year almost.
Yeah. He also, by the way, Herbig did this against Rashawn Slater, so not some sort of bum.
Exactly.
Like, that's the thing, man.
Exactly.
Right? It's not that anybody in the NFL is a bum, but we're talking about a very good football player. And whoop, see ya. And here's the other thing. I saw some peeps on the Twitter. Not more than not, but I saw some people on Twitter. Well, it was Heinicke. When the Steelers had the lead, I don't care which quarterback was back there. They were going to bring the heat, and they were going to get home, and it would have looked, in my opinion, exactly the same. On a couple of those sacks late, in the Herbig second one in particular, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. You got no time.
Exactly.
I don't care how quick Herbert's getting the ball out of his hand.
The strip sack? Is that, or the... Is that the strip? That was the second one.
That was
the first one.
That was the first one?
I think.
Wedding.
Yeah.
Cigarettes. unfortunately, Troy Fautanu going to be out, according to reports, for the rest of the regular season. And that stinks. But for Broderick Jones, this is one man's trash, another man's treasure. Buddy, we didn't know when you'd be playing. We said probably wouldn't be until somebody got hurt. You're the guy. You are the right tackle for the rest of the regular season. And we'll see what happens. They've left the light on for Fautanu, according to reports, that if they make the playoffs, he should be able to play. So we'll see how that goes then. But Broderick, play well, and you're not going to cede that thing.
Right.
Jaylen Warren also couldn't finish. But like you've got Herbig, you got Cordero Patterson, who you were a lot higher on than me. I'm willing to say through three games, you've been right about that. Four carries, 34 yards, three catches, for 15 yards receiving. And in the fourth quarter, you hand it off to Najee, who's going to break your face. Oh, good. Thank God they got Najee out of the game. Oh, who's this Mack truck
coming
right at my face? My God. So Steelers' depth looking pretty good, too. And they got by again with this mash unit offensive line. They're not playing the guys they want to be playing on the offensive line, and they still, for the third consecutive game, ran for over 100 yards. And the quarterback didn't factor in that much. He did have the rushing touchdown, but only 6 yards for Justin Fields in the game. Running backs did most of that work.
Two draft picks, too, playing next to each other, McCormick and Frazier.
I liked what I saw out of him. Not that I am an offensive line guru or anything.
I liked him the as soon as they drafted the Jackrabbit, which is what he was in college. I was like, this is a monster pick.
They have high hopes for him, too. Obviously, that's why they rotated him in, and then they had him as the tackle eligible. They said, okay, they're stopping the run. Let's just have six offensive linemen. Bang, bang, bang. Arthur Smith doing good work.